This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future.
And there to stop me, what's that sound?
This is truly an exciting time for our country. Jobs are booming, remember? I told you. Confidence is soaring and optimism is at the top of every chart. This is a great time for our country. A lot of things happening every day. We are unlocking new opportunities for prosperity and for peace. All of these changes are happening because America is being respected again. And by the way, I got back to the White House at 4:30 a.m. And somebody said, oh, that's okay. You can cancel Indiana tonight. And I said, you just don't know the people of Indiana. I don't have the courage to cancel. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, I had the incredible honor of greeting three brave Americans who had been held in North Korea, and we welcomed them back home the proper way. And on June 12th, in Singapore, I'll be meeting with Kim Jong-un to pursue a future of peace and security for the world, for the whole world. And the relationship is good. But you remember everybody in the fake news where they were saying, he's going to get us into a nuclear war. He's going to get us into a nuclear war. And you know what gets you into nuclear wars? And you know what gets you into other wars? Weakness. Weakness. So the relationship is good, and hopefully, I mean, for all of us, for the world, hopefully something very good is going to happen. And they understand it's very important for them. It's important for everybody. So Japan, South Korea, China, everybody, I think it's going to be a very big success. But my attitude is, and if it isn't, it isn't. Okay? If it isn't, it isn't. But, and you have to have that because you don't know. We're not going to be walked into an Iran deal where the negotiator, John Kerry, refused to leave the table.
He refused to leave the table and wants to be back at the table again when it's not his job. And again, you question, where's the outrage from the mainstream media? I hear this from time to time from people going, what is he doing butting in? I mean, his time has passed. He's no longer the Secretary of State. Boy, the last thing we need to do is have somebody, you know, queer up the possibility of peace and something that would be tenable for all parties and something that would be squared away in terms of the Iranian deal and its potential impact it could have on the negotiations with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Donald Trump, our president, laying out and reminding everybody of the vision he has for the country, and reminding people there in Indiana and around the world of the success that he's enjoyed so far. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us and joining in on the force, the antithetical force that comes against the resistance, the things that would block the unification, the understanding that we are better united than divided. And our next guest, I know, feels the same way. Raynard Jackson joins us, president and CEO of Raynard Jackson and Associates, Inc., a government relations political consulting firm in Washington, D.C., has a proven track record of balancing public policy with fundamental freedoms associated with a free market capitalistic society. Raynard, good to be talking to you again. It's been too long since you and I have been together on the radio.
Bill, I just figured you didn't love me anymore.
Oh, you should know better. It's, you know, every time, you know, I tell my people, I go, where's Raynard? And they go, oh, he is a very busy man. And I said, well, I understand that, but he's got to give time for Bill Martinez once in a while, I hope.
Yeah, always, because, Bill, you know, I think the highest place on earth is at your feet.
Oh, listen to you. Stop that. You flatter me, but look at where I think we come together, Raynard, is in unifying people together, whether we're talking about Hispanics, blacks, whites. We know by historical evidence it's clear that we're better together than apart, and we've had these forces that would like us see us become tribal people as opposed to unified people, because when we go to our whatever those respective corners are, whatever they define them as, there's a lot that's lost in translation. We have a runaway government. We have the government that we have today that has created this deep state, the shadow government that's been operating under its own power and force, and has done everything it can to derail our constitutional rights.
There's no question about that, Bill. And what's amazing is the American people are accepting these things. And one of the things I'm going to be writing in one of my upcoming columns, Bill, is we conservatives had better start standing up for our values and principles and stop allowing liberals to denigrate and to dance on top of what we believe and to mock us. Look exactly at what they're doing to Vice President Pence and his belief that he doesn't want to go out drinking with anyone unless his wife is with him. Now he looks like a genius compared to when the media would lambast him a couple of months ago.
Exactly. Well, especially in light of all the hashtagging that has run rapid in our country, all the exposure.
Pence wisely followed the example and the advisement of Billy Graham. You know, when I worked with the Billy Graham Association back in the mid-80s, this was all part of the caveat. You did not cross counsel. You didn't put yourself in a situation, even to the point of getting in an elevator by yourself with a woman for the sake of something that would not look right and could be questionable.
Wow, Bill, you're a reprobate, and you're just homo everything, anti this. I mean, how dare you live your life in a manner that people could be proud of? You are an embarrassment to our country.
Well, no apology, because what I fall on the sword for is the Word of God that looks to the higher calling of each individual. And when it comes down to it, whether I would want to follow some liberal thought or Marxist value, I choose God, Raynard. I choose what God says about you, about me, and about others. And, we're made in his image, not by theory, but with a specific purpose in mind. And that's the opportunity that we have. Kind of like in that movie, you know, Willow. Remember that movie, Willow? He was told, he says, you've got one thing. There's one thing you need to pursue. And that's, I think that's valuable, and it relates to us today. Is the one thing that we have to pursue is our God-given purpose, and when we do that, we're all the better for it. I mean, you know, countries come, they go, as you say, humanity being what it is, it can live to its own detriment by the choices that it makes. But we are free will agents to either honor God or try to honor man. And what we have right now is we have a culture, rightfully said, as you just pointed out, that wants us to bow to them. And show me the evidence, anything at any time in history, where you bow to liberalism and the people win.
Exactly. You know, what's amazing, Bill, you may remember I'm a graduate of Oral Roberts University, so I have had a chance to meet Billy Graham and Kenneth Copeland and Mother Teresa many times on campus there. But when I was in high school, I grew up in St. Louis, not far from you guys up there in Minnesota, and a lot of my friends were smoking dope in high school and things, and I never did do that, and to this day I've never done. But what was amazing was, when my peers saw that peer pressure didn't work on me, when I would go to the bathroom to go do what you're supposed to do in the bathroom, whereas a lot of my friends going there to hang out and do dirt,
right?
People would see me, Bill, and say, hey, that's Raynard. He doesn't smoke, so why don't you all put that away until he finishes? Right. That was a sign of respect because of the way I lived my life, not what I said I live, but what I actually demonstrated my life by. And we got to get back to that, Bill. We really do.
Well, I believe in a lot of ways, Raynard, that exists. The media doesn't want to report on it because that's antithetical to the agenda that they're promoting. They'd much rather our country be hedonistic, turn its back on God. And they're enjoying living life according to their own eyes. And look what happens. You know, we've got all this hashtagging going around. We've got sexploitation, sex camps in this country. We've got the denigration of our constitutional principles. Men are being lowered instead of elevated. And when I say men, I mean it in the general context. That's men and women. Okay, all this stuff is being, reduced to less than what God had intended. And I ask you, how's that working for you?
Right. Now, remember, I think it was maybe Jeremiah who said he was disappointed with God and praying to him, said, God, am I the only one who haven't bowed down to the image of Baal? Mm-hmm. And God responded, hey, I have 7,000 who haven't bowed down.
Exactly.
We have people, like you said, Bill, who are living a righteous life, and it's up to us, not the liberal media, because they're not going to do it. It's up to us to make sure we become the norm, because right now, isn't it amazing, Bill, that if you tell a person that you are an American citizen, you are heterosexual, and you believe in God, they consider you to be weird?
Right.
That's crazy, and that's our fault.
Yeah. Well, as you say, it is a time for people of faith and people who know better to be encouraged, to be bold, and not to grow weary in doing that which is right. Because it's not about us, Raynard. It's not about our own individuality and our own skin. It's about their lives. It's about the legacy of their children, their family, our society. And that's what's at risk here when you see the degradation of our culture and where it's going. Interestingly enough and ironically enough, I've made mention of this before, Gallup did a poll about 18 months ago, and the big question that came out of it from secular America is, where are the people of faith? We're not hearing from them. Well, you've told them to shut up. You know, so now you want their moral compass. More from Raynard Jackson on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. As the Word of God says, godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Think about that. Doing the right thing, doing the thing that God has called us to do, is the higher calling, and that's when we're all elevated, ladies and gentlemen. Rainer Jackson is with us, president and CEO of Rainer Jackson and Associates, a government relations and political consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Rainer, I wanted to talk to you about something that you shared with me about Martin Luther King. Some people misunderstand, and I think that even some within his inner circle have deviated from what Martin Luther King was trying to promote, and that was equal treatment for African Americans, not special treatment.
Yes, Bill, this is where it infuriates me that the homosexual community is allowed to try to equate their plight with the plight of blacks back in the civil rights movement. Here's what the distinction, Bill. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement and my grandparents and great-grandparents, they weren't asking for special rights. The Constitution had already said that blacks could vote. The Constitution had already said that blacks could live wherever they want to live. The Constitution already said that blacks should go to schools wherever they wanted to go. But the Constitution was not being enforced. So when King came along, he basically said, enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
Don't create new law. Enforce the law. But because of the recalcitrant of some of our Southern brothers, we had to engage in the federal judiciary to get them to force our Southern brothers to enforce what the Constitution had already addressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why King fought for equality, not special rights.
Exactly. And here today, I mean, look at all the controversy. You get figures like Kanye West, who comes out and sides with Trump because of the Trump derangement syndrome that has taken place. And what is Donald Trump and what is Kanye talking about? But that which is consistent with what Martin Luther King was evoking in terms of equal treatment. You know, it was interesting here. I don't know if you saw that video of the black comedian going in and asking for his reparation coffee at Starbucks of all places. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
that was hysterical, but sad at the same time. You know, because you get the whole bounty of emotions involved there. But that's where we are. That's how confused we are because of you know, we've abandoned the rule of law, and when you do, you give place to chaos. And so, you know, for comedians, it gives them room to make fun and to laugh about it, but there's a true part of that sad story.
Well, without a question, Bill, but I think, in general, I don't really support reparation because, for example, Bill, you had nothing to do with slavery, so why should I say to you, your tax dollar has to go for something maybe your forefathers did? So that's kind of a nebulous argument. Now, if you tell me that folks from the slave era were still living, then I would have a different view because you can quantify and point directly to people. But I think this whole issue of reparations, that brings us further apart. Let's focus on what we can do to bring folks together. And the biggest thing we could do, Bill, in my view, is to start talking about reunifying the nuclear family, mom, dad, children,
exactly,
grandparents, as well as education. If you do those two things, Bill, all the pathologies you and I have talked about over the years will disappear in every community,
exactly,
not just the black community.
Right. Well, the reparation, if there's reparations to be drawn, it's the lessons that we could learn. As I have discussed with my other friends about this issue, is that how do you, when you talk about reparations, do you not consider the non-blacks that fought against slavery, that gave up their lives, their family members that were impacted, you know, the hundreds of thousands? I mean, how do you put a price on that? You know, so we can get ourselves tied up in a lot of knots, but I like you, Rainard, I believe that we're really close. We're close, maybe in our lifetime, that we might be able to see a time where the walls are coming down and the unification of people of all colors to say, look at you, you have your God-given right, live to your highest, I will support you.
to that end. But the weaponization, and this is what Martin Luther fought against, you know, to be weaponized in a way that forces people to accept the unacceptable is problematic.
There's no question. No question.
And when I say the unacceptable, I'm not talking about opinion. I'm just talking about those things that, you know, that are consistent with godly values.
Yeah, well, yeah. Assuming, Bill, we're still allowed to mention the word God in public discourse, because far be it for me to offend someone where they need to go to a safe space somewhere.
Right. Well, look what's happening in California right now. I mean, there's an assembly bill that has already been passed by the assembly. Looks like it's going to be passed by the Senate. Jerry Brown's ready to sign it. That basically is telling pastors you cannot counsel anyone under the age of 18 about any transgender issues or any gender identification issues in their lives. If you do so, you risk, fine and potentially imprisonment. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is California we're talking about. I understand we're talking about California. That's where I was born and raised. But in California, is always, you know, everybody's thinking, well, sooner or later, you know, it's going to be so left that it'll fall off and maybe go past the volcanoes out there in the Big Island of Hawaii. But nonetheless, I mean, there they are. There's our brothers and sisters out there, Raynard, you know, other souls that are being, you know, fed one big humongous lie. And the government is buying into this, and, you know, that's a sad commentary. But what's happened is I was discussing with a young gal in Colorado the other day when I was going through the airport. She's a Christian, a woman of faith, and she's, Bill, I have to be careful because I can get in trouble. I could lose my job. I have a family to protect. Mm-hmm. So what's happening for the sake of you know, our own livelihood, it's almost like the dawning of 666 and the identification of people, and we're being conditioned. And to your point, your earlier point, is that if people of courage do not stand up against this, then it's going to be a little bit easier for us to be wearing the identification that allows us to do business and commerce in this free country.
Is no question, Bill. And again, the media is going to show the small percentage of us that disagree. They're not showing people like you and I, Bill, where we come from totally different worlds, but yet you and I can get along great. We can go out to lunch and dinner mm-hmm. great. And the media thrives and survives on what tears us apart. And that's why we have to stand up and fight this liberal media operation and let them know that we're not going to let them trample on our value systems.
Exactly. Raynard, for you, you are a walking antithetical message to the message of the media that would have us at each other's throat. You have gone out. You've worked hard. Yes, you've had some things to fight against in much the same way that I did being Hispanic, you know, having to overcome some prejudice. But, you know, you got to keep your eyes on the goal. Right. And if you do and you don't let that hold you back, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And, you know, we are forerunners to the generations coming behind us, and we're making a path for them to have their own and make their own way. Right.
No question, Bill. And it's people like you and I who are blazing a path for the next generation, and yet we have to still stay engaged in the fight, because as I tell people in my community, Bill, the NAACP, the Urban League, the Congressional Black Caucus, they represent their membership, but they don't represent the black community. Big difference.
Yes,
big
exactly. Difference. He is the author of the book, Righting Wrongs, My Political Journey in Black and Right. You can go to RaynardJackson.com for more information. Raynard, it is always an honor to have you with us. Look forward to having you back, okay? Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Anytime, Bill.
All righty. God bless. Okay, bye. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook.
If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my hand,
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joining us right now, Constable and Archbishop Council Ned. Always good to be having time with Council Ned, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network and a Pennsylvania State Constable. The Archbishop serves as the rector of St. Albans Anglican Church in Pine Groves, Mills, Pennsylvania, also the author of the book, The Final Four, A Scriptural Journey Through Advent. Council Ned, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Hey, always. I wanted to talk to you specifically about Project 21's new blueprint for a better deal for Black America. Lay that out for us, would you?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about this. This is probably the biggest project that I've been involved in for a while, but essentially we lay out some planks for the new administration, for the Trump administration and for those in the Congress, and to examine some specific areas. I believe there are 12 areas where we think that the relationship between government and the Black community, or government and the police in particular, can be positively affected.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is, it would seem like if there was ever a time, and who would have figured that now would be the time with President Trump in the Oval Office, but it would seem that this might be a good time where this message could be well received and one that would be supported by most Americans. You know, don't you think? Do you think in terms of timing? Because that seems to be the basis of most things and catalysts that occur when change happens in a culture.
Well, yeah, so there's lots of change going on in America right now, lots of positive change. You know, the unemployment numbers are down. More people are going back to work. And so instituting some of these common sense reforms, well, I think will just further that and take everything to the next level. You know, whether you're talking about promoting educational choice, ideas for reducing black unemployment, strengthening faith-based communities, and various law enforcement and criminal reforms, yeah, I don't think there's anything in there. If you just look at the actual issues and the content of what's actually been written in our blueprint, mm-hmm. why anyone could object to it.
Well, I think Horace Cooper summed it up very clearly, the Project 21 co-chair. Says, you're not calling for increased spending and more government programs. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? We're not talking increased spending, more government programs. We're looking at approaches that have been tried and have failed repeatedly for many decades. Instead, we're recommending reforms designed to give blacks greater control of their destinies. Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, Horace sums it up well, much better than I can. But, you know, the fact is that there are some common sense reforms that we can put in place that'll move everything to the next level. You know, simple things like stopping transfer of wealth from the poor to non-citizens. Mm-hmm. You know, Americans should be the top priority over non-citizens. And you know, that wasn't the case and hasn't been the case for you know, at least 8 years. Mm-hmm. There seemed to be a growing emphasis on protecting those who weren't American citizens. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to switch that back the other way.
Council Ned, did you see these 10 key areas for reform that are noted in this blueprint that they really transcend all of America? Yes, they are specific. I mean, this is Black America's unified perspective, but what I saw in a lot of cases, I mean, there's some that are unique to Black America, but I see this as being win-win, and I didn't see it necessarily in the spirit of Martin Luther King being unfair, but being one of equal justice for all.
Well, yeah, it positively affects everyone. So if you're talking about something like criminal justice reform,
exactly.
You know, I think it makes common sense to require convictions before your assets are taken by the government. Mm-hmm. You know, the way it is right now, basically all you need is a suspicion of particular crimes in the crimes code, and the U.S. Marshals or the sheriffs can come in and confiscate your property, and you can't get it back. You know, requiring that people be convicted of crimes before they lose their assets, that's just common sense.
Well, this is the thing that's so dangerous that's happening in America. I mean, it's happening to, you know, the President of the United States right now. Lots of conjecture, innuendo, suggestion. I remind everybody of what Harry Reid said from the well of the Senate of all places. We're talking the leader of the Senate, for goodness sakes, making false accusations about Mitt Romney and his taxes. And then laughingly, when he was called on it, said, well, he didn't get elected president. Really? That's the kind of America that we want, where people are robbed of their dignity and the way they're challenged? I mean, this is happening at every turn, not just in Black America. So it's a time, you know, I'm glad that you're calling it out, because nobody in the mainstream media is talking about this, how people are so falsely accused and assets are taken away from them. And then if they get into a situation where they defend themselves, they find themselves in bankruptcy. And these are people who just want to help, right?
Well, precisely. And, you know, there's a reason why we don't have lynch mobs anymore, and there's a reason why lynch mobs operated outside of the law. But, you know, we're in 2018. This is a modern age. We don't lynch people on the courthouse steps anymore. You know, there is a process to address various issues, whether it's criminal or civil liability, but there's a process for going about things. And, you know, what we've seen recently was President Trump and the various investigations into him is that, you know, basically the media has convicted him before anything's actually happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not appropriate. It wasn't appropriate when they were lynching blacks from trees, and it's not appropriate now when we're lynching people in the media.
Exactly. Well, Ronnie Jackson, the president's doctor, all accusation, and here he is, and his career could have gone up in flames here. I mean, hopefully he's able to come out of this, but it is very dangerous. So if it's happening at that level, of course, what you're talking about here, Council Ned, Black America has been experiencing at various levels. You know, the weaponization of agencies and what they have done to young blacks historically, for those of you who have not studied it, and Council Ned could be here for hours citing the stories of how these young kids' lives have been pretty much pre-designated by a justice system that has been weaponized and unfairly defined them to a future that is ungodly.
Yeah, so, you know, so what we've seen repeatedly, whether you're talking about some inner city blacks or people out in rural areas out west, where you're talking about sort of grazing on public lands and these sorts of things, there are lots of people that are disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some extraordinary powers have been given to certain people to enforce certain things that may or may not be legal. And, you know, but the fact is, you know, one, we need to shine a light on these things. Two, we need to find out, is this the proper function of this arm of government to be doing X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the answer is no, they are not supposed to be doing this, or they shouldn't be doing this.
Right, exactly. Well, as you put it, you primarily, as a constable, you're serving court-ordered arrest warrants, and you put a lot of bad guys behind jail, behind bars. But it's disheartening, as you're quoted here, to see so many people repeatedly arrested simply for the failure to pay fines. The judicial system should not be administering what has become a de facto franchise of debtors' prisons for people with summary and misdemeanor convictions.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, like I said, I do put a lot of bad guys in jail, but some of the people, they're just hardworking, chronically poor people.
Mm.
And they're people that I picked up repeatedly, literally for failure to pay fines, and I drop them off at the jail, and the judge will give them a new sort of payment hearing, you know, after they've sat a few days in jail, and then they're released again, the cycle just sort of repeats. And, you know, there are a lot of hardworking people who are just chronically poor. And
exactly.
Sort of just throwing them in jail doesn't help. Because, I mean, there have been situations where I picked up people off of their job. And they literally had just gotten a job. They were just trying to get on their feet. And, you know, the order says, Council Ned, you are commanded to take so-and-so into custody.
Exactly.
So I have to go take so-and-so into custody.
Well, let's pick it up from there and talk more about it on the other side of this break. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Council Ned right after this. 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. You come right in, into all my brokenness, into all my hopelessness.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Project 21, the Black Leadership Network, has asked the White House and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office for a better deal for African Americans, urging both to support its new 57-point plan for promoting black opportunity and prosperity. During meetings last week, Project 21 leadership presented White House and Majority Leader staff with its blueprint for a better deal for black America, and you're going to hear more about it here on Bill Martinez Live. It identifies 10 key areas for reform, covering everything from educational reform to deregulation to criminal justice reform. And here to give us the first overview, as he's already laid out in this first segment, is the Right Reverend Council Ned, who is a founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Council Ned, we were talking about, equality here, and this equality that would transcend, the entire body politic of America. Yes, it comes from a worldview and focus of black America, but what we're finding with any good policy, good policy makes for good politics, which makes it good for all peoples, does it not?
Well, it certainly does. Yeah, you won't find any disagreement from me on that.
Well, I want to talk about, we've had this war on poverty that has been going on since, President Johnson brought it into focus in the mid-60s, and we have invested some $22 trillion, and the effect of $22 trillion of the people's money has been, we went from 15% to 15.1%. At what point do you say that probably it has not been a good investment?
Well, I think you can say it's has not been a good investment based on those statistics right there.
Mm-hmm.
This report's, it's called a blueprint for black America. Project 21 is essentially a group of black conservatives. But again, as you pointed out earlier, a lot of these areas apply to a variety of other segments of the country. So, a lot of the problems that you see in black inner city America are also similar problems that you see faced in rural America throughout all of the United States. So when we've got a blanket here on reducing black unemployment. You know, we talk about waiving the minimum wage for certain jobs. I don't know if anyone's been to, any of your listeners have been into a McDonald's recently, but to the McDonald's in town where I live, they have completely automated screens.
Exactly.
So you can go in there, you order your food, you're not interacting with a person, and you can pay at this little kiosk now without ever talking to a person. You know, that's what happens when you have unnaturally high minimum wages. It puts, you know, those most vulnerable, those looking hardest to find work in their community, out of a job. And, you know, this is the exact sort of thing that we see going on. So, I mean, you know, yes, it's a blueprint for Black America, but it's a blueprint for a lot of Americans who are disenfranchised all across this land.
Yeah, the system is disenfranchising them. I mean, you got social engineering taking place, as Newt Gingrich would identify it. And when that occurs, you get unintended consequences. But it, you know, I don't know why they're ignoring this, because we clearly talked about the, you know, the trajectory. People that know about business know that this was going to happen. I mean, AI is expanding, and now you've given it place and a promotion, and people will do that which they get rewarded for. Businesses need to survive. You price out the labor force, and they go, okay, maybe the investment in AI now starts to make sense. So we've pushed them in that direction, have we not?
Oh, no, we certainly have. And, you know, the large part of that problem is we've had politicians who cater to specific constituencies in the country, whether it's their own constituency or some sort of moral affinity that they happen to feel with a particular group of people who think they're better than everybody else or mm-hmm. who think they're smarter than everybody else. But when you cater to those constituencies, you're literally leaving off half or more than half of the United States.
Exactly.
The president of the United States seems to have a broad view. He's not just the president for New York and Madison and Los Angeles and Miami. There's a lot of places in between there with a lot of people who have concerns as well. And, you know, President Trump is addressing that, and our blueprint addresses that.
Mm-hmm. From a psychological standpoint, I do want to encourage the young people to appreciate this. Is that John Naismith, in his book Megatrends, about 20 years ago, wrote that there would be a time when technology would increase. And as technology would increase, he called it high tech, high touch.
Right.
So when technology would increase, there would be a higher need for people to have personal contact. So the good news for, you know, for the other businesses outside of McDonald's is to see that, okay, people are going to go into McDonald's and they're going to be greeted by a cold screen. Now, if they go into another place where there is the warmth of humanity and the welcoming attitude of humanity, guess who wins out? And I'm going to say to you that where human beings are there, that is where the opportunity lies. And those businesses will find out that they're going to do better. And McDonald's right now, by experiment, by what they're being, being persuaded to do because of the direction of the government and, you know, this social engineering ideas that they're coming up with, the minimum wage situations, is forcing them to do that. But again, remember, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So can humans win out in the long run? I have faith in humanity over machines to this day, and I will maintain that. And I want to encourage people to continue to fight the good fight. Go be a good human being. Go offer good service. Appreciate a customer when they come in, and you'd be surprised how often they'll come back.
Well, you're absolutely right. Looking somebody in the eye, saying, good morning, how are you, welcome, how can I serve you, always trumps out over, again, like you said, some sort of cold screen. That's what people need to be mindful of, especially people need to be mindful of it when you're entering the workforce. Yeah, mm-hmm. there are tons of jobs, and it's a growing field, the high-tech field, but, you know, knowing how to interact with people is probably one of the best ways to success, regardless of what field you're in, whether you're selling burgers at a fast food place or even within a high-tech company. If you know how mm-hmm. to interact with people, deal with people, including your superiors and your customers, you're going to do better than somebody who has absolutely no people skills.
Without a doubt. And so I would say that if you do not have a mentor, get a mentor, okay? They will give you counsel to help you get in front of the line and appreciate that the cream always rises to the top, and that's the choice that you have to make. Are you going to be, part of the cream that rises, or are you just going to be the drudge that sits at the bottom and complains?
Precisely.
Right. Let's talk about reforming welfare. 21st century war on poverty. What is Project 21's viewpoint on this, Council Ned?
Okay, so I think everyone, for the most part, has agreed that the welfare system certainly is not working. It's definitely not working as it was originally intended. So, unemployment's going down across the board. There are still lots of people who are in the welfare system who are capable of working, and there's still some people that are looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. But, the fact is we've got people, able-bodied people, milking the welfare system who can be going out to work and look for jobs. The welfare system needs a graduation program. Some sort of commencement where you move off of welfare and back into the roles if you're perfectly capable of working and holding down a job. And, the government needs to get a lot stricter about that. Put right. some means test in there. If people have time to go to the casinos or have money to go to the casinos, but they're on welfare, there's a problem. And, the government just simply needs to be stricter. And more discerning about who goes on welfare, how long you can stay on welfare, pure and simple.
That should probably be the focus, in much the same way for the Trump administration that jobs is. I often hear people anecdotally share with me that one of the first questions that the president asks people when they come into his office is, how are we doing on jobs? So clearly that's a focus. And I think that what you're saying here is the same thing. If we're going to reform welfare, maybe that needs to be the first question, is how many people have we moved off of welfare into jobs? And that should be something that's noted in the mainstream media, in monthly announcements that just like with unemployment that we talk about people, because that's the true victory. And that's what gives the people who are supporting the welfare an ideal of what it represents and what it was intended to do, to be a hand up, not a hand down. And are we offering the right hand up that's lifting people out of their misery? Because you know that people that don't work, they're not very happy. The loss of productivity and that sense of productivity is so endemic to how God has designed us and is the basis of our happiness that without it, we get rather cranky.
Amen.
So maybe that's the question, and that's what we should be looking forward to, is that when it comes to welfare, is how many people are moving off, and then we can celebrate that and honor those that are willing to courageously step out and really let go of the shackles that the government, you might say, unintentionally put upon them to where they can truly realize their freedom, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, the president's appropriately concerned. One, what are the jobs reports looking like, and are we safe as a nation?
Exactly.
I think he's right to focus on those two things.
Well, we've got to leave it right there, Council Ned. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got to wrap it up right there. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of Black Rifle.